time again for StoryCorps. We've been listening in as this oral history project crisscrosses the country. Today, the story of the late Willie Earl Dow. He was a man who often found himself on the wrong side of the law. Time and time again, his exploits landed him in the courtroom of Judge Joe Pigott. Now, Judge Pigott served nearly two decades on the bench in Jackson, Mississippi, but he says no defendant confounded him more than the man nicknamed Pip.
Many of the people who came before me were not educated, but they were certainly intelligent. Some of them, you dealt with them several times, and the one that comes to mind most was Willie Earl Pip Dow. He would take what was not his in order to finance his drinking problem. You didn't have to try him. He always pled guilty. And he was a likable person. He would write me letters. And he wrote me one time and he said, "Judge, I feel like I've been up here long enough this time, and I would appreciate if you'd write the parole board and see if they'll let me out." Well, I did, and they did. And he had been out maybe 6 weeks when he began drinking and took his friend's watch and the keys to his friend's car. And his friend called the sheriff and told him that he'd been robbed by Willie Earl. But he knew exactly where Willie was. And so the sheriff went there and got him and locked him up. And when he came up before me, of course, he pled guilty again. And I got ready to sentence him. "Come around, Mr. Dow. I am so disappointed I don't know what to say. I have given you another chance, and then you've gotten in trouble again, and I just don't understand you." Well, he said, "Well, Judge, I'm disappointed in you." Everything in the courtroom got deathly quiet. He said, "When I was here 4 years ago, you were sitting in that same chair, wearing that same robe, making that same speech. I figured a man of your caliber ought to at least be on the Supreme Court by now." Well, I told him, "Mr. Dow, I was going to sentence you to 5 years, but since you are so perceptive, I think I'll just give you 3 years," which I did. Well, later, when I retired, they had a little ceremony there in the courtroom to hang my portrait, and in walks Willie Earl Pip Dow. And I told him, "Mr. Dow, I'm so glad to see you." He said, "Well, I heard they were going to hang Judge Pigott at the courtroom, and so I didn't want to miss that." I said, "Well, I'm resigning. How long is it going to be before you going back to the penitentiary?" He said, "Judge, you resigning? I'm resigning. I'm a retired just like you." Well, I asked the judge that replaced me and the sheriff of the county to let me know if he got arrested for anything after that, and he did not. He lived about 10 more years and died a couple of years ago, but he was such a likable person. Sometimes you make friends in strange ways.
Judge Joe Pigott talking to his wife Lorraine in a StoryCorps booth in Jackson, Mississippi. All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear some at npr.org.